Ernie Williams. He lives down Dade City way and is affiliated with St. Leo College. He's a real special treasure. Let's give him a hand. Right, yeah. And if I get sleepy and go home, he'll take over. In the meantime, he's president of a very important society, the Florida Folklore Society, and I'm going to ask Ernie to step up to the mic and tell you why you ought to be a member of the society. Ernie?
Well, thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Cousin Thelman. I'm real pleased to be able to be here tonight. The Folklore Society is in its sixth year, and we have a table directly behind you up at the building where they have storytelling, up at the staff building, up where you get information. And if you are interested in some information on the Folklore Society, you just walk up there tomorrow and we'll be glad to give you some. What we do is encourage the study of folklore in the state of Florida, the sorts of things that you love already, the sorts of things that you're interested in. And we would be quite willing tomorrow to tell you all about our annual meeting at which we catch up on all the folklore study that's been done. I know that everybody's been around to see the Maritime exhibition. And a few months ago, David Taylor, who put all of this together and did all of the research, came and brought us a slide tape program, showed us a lot of slides. Actually, there was no tape. It was David talking. And so we got the inside scoop on how he did all of his research and all about how he found the people that he talked to. So if that sort of thing interests you, and I assume it does, we'd be real glad to talk to you.
Oh, well, that's great.
That's what I think.
And what can they anticipate tonight?
Okay, tonight, in order, we're going to open with the newfangled band from Gainesville backing up the Suwannee River Cloggers. And yeah, they're good.
Give them a hand.
And then this is what I call a power hitter lineup here. Next we have the Burr Oak Ensemble from Gainesville, the people who sing a cappella, and I know that you love them. Then we have String Band with the Cold Breath family. Then Greek Songs with Bazooki out of Tarpon Springs. Then we're going to have Blues and Gospel with Mary Smith McLean. I know everybody loves Diamond Tooth Mary. Then we're going to end with a couple of real Florida folk stars. We've got Jim Ballou, who is back after being away for quite a while.
10 or 15 years.
Away for about 15 years, Jim Ballou. And then we're going to end up tonight with a lot of people's favorite, Mr. Gamble Rogers from St. Augustine. I'm really looking forward to hearing Gamble again. So that's the lineup pretty much
Isn't
for tonight.
That wonderful?
I love it.
All right. Well, shall we, without too much ado, you think that band's ready to... Yes,
we're ready
sir.
When you are.
All right. Well, introduce
This me. Is Jay Gemelli and the Newfangled String Band. Make them welcome, please.
Good evening. We've changed the name of our band to Smoke, Mullet, and Gravy. Because half the original band, due to circumstances beyond our control, cannot make it tonight. So I'd like to thank Brent and Ensley Baldwin for filling in for the rest of the band. We're going to do a tune for you called Stay All Night. You ready? All right. Stay all night and don't go home. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Sandy Boys, okay. We'd like to play a tune now for you called Sandy Boys. Why don't you go ahead and start off? Can you start off? I'd like to do a tune, Confederate soldiers tune called John Brown's Dream. Ready?
Thank you. We'll have some cloggers out here as soon as they're ready.
Ready?
Here we go.
They ready?
Oh. Oh,
announce them, Paul.
After a word from our sponsor.
Yeah. I just have to say this. When we began way back, you know, we've been, this is our 35th year. Isn't that wonderful? Third generation taking part. And we didn't have any cloggers in Florida. We had to import them from North Georgia and South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee. But now we don't do that. The woods are full of cloggers, and our specialty are these lovely hometown fellers, the Suwannee River Cloggers. Let's clap them onto the stage.
They'll be right back. Are we?
Are they going to come right out and dance?
I think it's a different group that comes out. I don't think the same ones dance again right away. I think they need to rest.
Okay. We'll give them a tune. Might they find those?
We're going to give him a minute. We're going to play a tune called Hangman's Reel.
Okay. Oh, you okay? Okay, right. Come on out. We're ready for you.
Georgia Railroad.
Okay, all right, here we go. Tune called Georgia Railroad.
Thank you.
think we'll just...
All right, y'all want to play one?
Whatever you mean.
Okay. Well, how about if we...
It looks to me like the band's about to play a song here. I want to tell you a little story. This band is the Fish and Chips and Red-Eyed Gravy and Corn Pone or whatever they've called themselves tonight. Filled in right at the last minute, and they deserve your great respect for doing so. Everybody, I think, knows these people. On guitar, we have Inslee Baldwin, and on banjo, we have Brent Baldwin, and standing in the middle on fiddle, well, actually standing in the middle and playing fiddle, actually, is Jay Gemelli. And on Sunday night, the Bucksnort band will be playing with the Cross Creek Cloggers. Wrong? The Jay Gemelli Ensemble Chicken Pluckers. Okay.
We haven't read the program
yet. So if you get a chance to thank these folks, please do.
I'd like to do a short little ditty for you called Buffalo Gals. It seems like everybody knows that one. You ready?
We hope we all know it.
We hope we
Okay, we give you a waltz for the old folks.
Thank you very much.